This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Do you remember this quote? Are you thirsty for more or have you had enough? That's Kevin in Home Alone. You remember that scene where Kevin's already given those two thieves a little taste of his torture tactics and he's taunting them, and well, they're certainly not thirsty for more pain, but Kevin is challenging them, you know, and that's when they almost catch him. Well, we're not usually thirsty for something that we don't like. We don't want trouble and turmoil. We're not thirsty for what doesn't taste good. If I've been exercising, I'm hot and thirsty, I really am not eager to drink a glass of warm milk that's been sitting at room temperature and maybe is sour. That's yuck. But let me move from the physical to the spiritual. We have a spiritual thirst as well. The problem is our taste has to a degree been warped and jaded so that we think we can be satisfied by what really harms us. And we have cheap substitutes for the real thing. What we have to do is redirect our hearts and our minds so that our thirst is transformed to the point that what we want is what we really need. And what we need is a refreshing drink from the Spirit of God. One thing is sure, the world in which we live, our environment, is not always a nice place, is it? We face trials and tribulations, and it's often hostile. We need nourishment. We're thirsty. We come in from a hot day from the battlefield, and we need to be refreshed by God's Word. David talked about that in Psalm 63, where he was thirsty. He said that my heart is like the dry ground that's thirsty for water. He was really referring to the wilderness of Judah, a specific place, a specific geographical location within the tribal territory of Judah. It's called Midbar Yehuda. Geologically, it's comprised of a chalk formation that isn't conducive to agriculture. But during the rainy season, grass and flowers grow there, so it's a good place for a sheep herder like David in his early ages. And that's one period when David spent a lot of time in the wilderness of Judah. He went there again and again, and later in life to hide out when King Saul was chasing him. And then again, when he was anointed as king, and Absalom, you may remember, orchestrated a coup to overthrow his father and take the kingdom from him. And Absalom almost pulled it off. But for a period of time, David was in that wilderness. And in Psalm 63, he said, "Oh God, I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a land that's dry and desolate and without water." David says that he's thirsty for God. Think of a time when you're really thirsty. I remember being in India when I was just out of high school. We were traveling with my parents on a mission trip. We'd left early in the morning, long before daybreak, and by noon it was close to 115 degrees, but it felt like 150. And we didn't want to drink the water. It wasn't safe. Tired of drinking Cokes all day. We were just thirsty for fresh, clean water. Well, David was thirsty. He was thirsty for the Spirit of God. He was in a desperate place. Here's the point. We find true satisfaction to our spiritual thirst in Jesus Christ. He's the one to whom we go as we meditate and take in His Word, and He fills us and He satisfies our thirst. A woman came to a well at high noon on a hot day, and she came to Jesus. And Jesus told her, "Everyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again, but whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again, ever. In fact," Jesus said, "the water I give him will become a well of water springing up within him for eternal life." You'll find refreshment in the Spirit of God as you come to the Word of God. And once you've had a taste of the real deal, I mean, the water that's satisfied, you'll never be satisfied with anything else. I like what Elijah Hewitt said in the old hymn, "More about Jesus would I know. More about Jesus would I know. More of His grace to others show. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me." She was thirsty, and she knew what it was to be satisfied. So stay with Jesus and stay thirsty, and then come back here and join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.